morning, everybody. Oh, okay, response, that's good. Right. Over the next few months, the worship group is going to be looking at the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, which contain messages for the seven churches of Asia, which is now modern-day Turkey. Now, I suppose you find, like me, that Revelation is a very mysterious book. It's full of strange symbols and images. And at first sight, you may feel it's off-putting. However, if time is taken to unravel it, it can provide a great source of comfort, hope, but also challenge for the followers of Christ today. First of all, then, I'm going to ask the question, well, who wrote Revelation? Anybody got any ideas? John, that's right. But which John? Ah, the disciple John. Everybody agreed on that? Well, as always, the scholars, they have different ideas. So some people say, well, it wasn't that John. It was another John who was a philosopher and lived roughly the same time, but he wasn't the Apostle John. But I think, looking at the styles, looking at the evidence, I prefer to say it was the Apostle John, the same John who wrote the Gospel of John and the three letters from John, which are in the Bible. But of course, you can have a different view, but I think that sounds better. And it also ties in more with what John has to say in Revelation, the themes which he has. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at the first chapter of Revelation today. We're going to think back to when it was actually written. Once again, there's disagreement on that, but probably about 94 or 96 AD, because it's believed that John the Apostle died in about 100 AD at the age of 94. So that was a good age for those days. So he would have been about 88 to 90 when that book was written, but that also would tie in with him being the Apostle of Jesus, going round with the other 11 disciples. So we're talking probably about 60 years after Jesus died, something like that. So still within living memory. So we've got who wrote it, or when it was written, and then the last question is where? Anybody know where? Patmos, that's right. Well done, Marian. Yes, so Patmos is an island, not very big, about 24 square miles, and it's off the coast of Asia. And what was John doing there? Anybody got any ideas? Given that it was a pretty barren, remote, inhospitable place, he was exiled, that's right. Yes, he wasn't there on holiday. He was exiled by the Emperor Domitian, who didn't like Christians because they refused to worship him as a god. So John, I suppose in some ways he was fortunate that he didn't have his head chopped off, but as his punishment, he was sent to the island of Patmos. During his stay on Patmos, John lived in a cave. Once again, not very appealing, but I think in an atmosphere which enabled him to come closer to God. There weren't many distractions. And whilst he was there, he received a vision from Jesus, which contained specific messages from Jesus to the seven churches in the province of Asia. And I think Tom is going to put a map up for us. Yes, right. So can you see Patmos over this side? See Rhodes, and then Patmos is north of there, off the coast of modern-day Turkey. And then we can see the seven churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, Ephesus was just a short boat ride from Patmos, and of the churches, those seven churches, is probably the one which nowadays you can get the best idea of what the cities would have been like at the time that John was writing, because that's got a lot of ruins there. Has anybody been to Ephesus? No, Stephen's been. Anybody else? Right. Worth a visit if you're going to Turkey. Very interesting. Whereas some of the other places, well, you go to a field and they say, well, this is where the city was, and there's nothing left. But interestingly, those seven churches are on a main Roman route at the time. So it made sense. You think if you're sending out a messenger for them to do the churches in that order. So we'll start off at Ephesus and then on this main Roman road, travel all the way round to Laodicea.